Hello, dear viewers. I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you. Come back to my lecture, to my channel, talking about the elections in the United Kingdom for the Scots Parliament, Welsh Parliament, and the local authorities all across South Britain. That took place on Thursday last week, and people are now doing the post-mortem on the elections. It really is mortem from the Labour Party. I think it's not quite going to die, but it's a terrible defeat, even if not quite cataclysmic. Now, but the thing that people are not talking about is the Conservative and Unionist Party, because it's almost as bad for the Tory Party as it has been for the Labour Party. And the media gets like a dog with a bone. It keeps banging on about the one story, and they won't look at the other one, which is almost as important. I know the Conservatives are not the ones in office right now, but it was a dreadful result for them. And there was all this talk about green shoots of the Conservative Party under Kemi Badenoch, that she was managing to bring them back, and that she was finding out some cut through. And it is true that her approval rating is higher than any other leader. But that's still bad though. But the Conservative recovery isn't, because they got 2 percentage points higher than they did last time in terms of vote share. But it's still a measly 17%. Now, these were mostly seats that were contested about 4 years ago in terms of councils, or was it 5 years ago in the Scottish Parliament? Was it 4 years ago in the Welsh Senedd and so on? But yeah, 17% in England, and is it even worse in Scotland, slightly higher in Wales and so forth. So that is dreadful. And in terms of councillors, so having lost 563 councillors, having gained six, so a net loss of, is it 557? That is terrible. Having lost something like 40% of the seats that it held previously. Pushed into, is it third place in local government in England? So Kemi Badenoch, despite her personal appeal, that doesn't mean that her candidates elsewhere or her policies are particularly popular. Why? I mean, I suppose it's a bit of a honeymoon effect. She's been leader for a bit over a year. She actually has a personality, unlike that complete personality bypass of Keir Starmer. She doesn't have to resort to ridiculous tricks and stunts like Sir Ed Davey, who's a complete lightweight, who's chat show Charlie without the sense of humor, Charles Kennedy. She's not as divisive, or was Marmite as Nigel Farage with his highly contentious policies. And she's not seen as this swivel-eyed loony like Zach Polanski, I can make your breasts grow by just meditating or whatever, or lying about having worked for this charity, or lying about having advised the government and stuff like that. So yeah, Kemi Badenoch, her personal popularity, which must not be exaggerated, is not enough to carry the day at various places. So it really is back to the drawing board for the Conservative Party. I thought she'd be gone as leader of the Conservative Unionist Party by the end of this month. And we're drawing that forecast partly because her biggest rival, Robert Jenrick, the runner-up in the leadership contest, he defected to Reform United Kingdom a few months ago, which has saved her bacon. Had he not, then the knives would be out for her. I was told by people at the Conservative conference last year that the threat to her was massive. But right on cue, Jenrick departed, so she must have been with a big sigh of relief. Sir James cleverly is not on manoeuvres. Remember, he came third in that leadership contest. Was Suella Braverman a distant candidate, something about six in that contest? Kit Malthouse, there's no sense that he's going to go for it. I think they think now, okay, we're not that long to go to a general election, 2 years, maybe three. Let her take a hit and then come in. It's a poison chalice. We don't want to take over now. On the other hand, you could say opportunity knocks. If you don't go for it now, it might never come again. What if she does much better in 2028 than people anticipate? Anything could happen in the next up to 3 years. And I don't think anyone envisions the Conservative Party winning the next election, but what if it's a well-placed second and they decide to keep her as leader or something like that? What if there's some sort of coalition or confidence and supply agreement with Reform United Kingdom, or indeed with other parties? Anything could happen. If you don't go for it now, this opportunity might never return. But anyway, so far, nobody's making a move on her. And she's a woman, and so they say it'll be seen as misogynistic if you try to oust her. She's, let's not overlook the blatant fact, she's the first black person to lead the Conservative Party. People might say you're racialist if you try to oust her. But obviously Conservatives have got to be patient. Remember Ian Dale, the Conservative former parliamentary candidate, broadcaster, saying whoever's leader is going to be dreadful for a long time. Only in about 2028 might there be some small improvement. But the Conservatives lost in all sorts of places. They lost in Essex near her Saffron Walden seat. Reform United Kingdom have been taken over there. East Anglia, one of the most strongly Conservative areas. Conservatives had modest gains. They gained, was it Westminster, London Borough Council from Labour. And that was about it, doing very badly in West Surrey, which was true blue. And now the Liberal Democrats are controlling this new unitary authority, which is created by Angela Rayner. So it's pretty dreadful all around. Goodness. Now, Kevin Badenoch, she did, she's willing to see her party and Reform United Kingdom work together on certain policies at local level. But then she said, oh, well, we're not doing that. We're not cooperating with them. Well, come on. It happens all the time. Often there's no overall control. I don't think it should be, how to put it, sort of considered traitorous or blasphemous to do so. One of the dogs that didn't bark in the night was your party. Your party is in that far left group circle, really the Corbyn fan club, which feel that only 250 candidates and got a handful of people elected. Restore Britain, which was that schismatic group from Reform UK, they stood a handful of people. I mean, they're about to shrivel up and die. So, yeah, that was it. So there's very little further Conservative to crow about. OK, they're going to have some schadenfreude that Labour did even worse. But one thing that Labour can do is they can say, well, say, look at, for example, the 2004 European elections, which Labour came, was it third? The UK Independence Party won that. Staggering. Labour still went on to win a general election only 11 months later. And the UK Independence Party only got 2% of the vote. So how they vote in this and how they vote in the general election is not the same. There's very low turnout, which, of course, adversely affects Labour the most, and so on. So that's why Labour can try to keep the faith. And what happened all over the United Kingdom? Well, you know, in Scotland, it's been very bad for the Conservative Unionist Party. They're no longer the major Unionist Party. You see how badly they did there. Conservative Party reduced to fifth place, was second place not so long ago, okay? Having gone down to only 12 members of the Scottish Parliament, having previously had 28. So only 12% of the vote, down from 21% of the vote. That's dreadful. They've lost almost half their vote. So that's terrible. Is it a reflection of Russell Findlay, the leader of the Conservative Party in Caledonia? It's not that much on her. Partly those votes have gone to Reform United Kingdom. I don't see where else they would have gone, because they wouldn't have gone to Labour. Labour's lost. The SNP, which is completely opposite, the Conservative Party, which opposed the very establishment of the Scottish Parliament. Now, they have long since accepted it. Anyway, I know that the political centre of gravity is further left in Scotland than in South Britain. So that is a truly terrible result for the Conservative and Unionist Party. And how about in Welsh Senedd election, which was held on the same day? So the Conservative Party in fourth position, okay, down to only not quite 11% of the vote, a fall of over 14 percentage points. That's even worse than Scotland, lost the majority of their votes. So down to only seven members of the Senedd. There were 13 previously. So is that because of Darren Millar? What do you think? He's a Christian fundamentalist. All right, I don't object to that. And again, as the main Unionist Party have been replaced as the main party on the right, they're not just behind Reform UK, they're massively behind Reform UK, all right? So Reform UK has got 34 members of the Senedd, has got 30% of the vote, not far behind Plaid Cymru. So, you know, Labour is well ahead of the Conservative Party in Wales. That's usually the case. In terms of, not usually that is the case, but then they're only slightly ahead. So, the Conservative Party has got to do a lot of thinking. Just because the Labour government is failing, is deeply unpopular, that doesn't automatically translate into the Conservative Party recovering or people voting for the Conservative Party. There are several other parties to vote for, particularly a right-wing one. So the Conservative Party has got to convince people that it is the one to vote for. It is the alternative. It's the government in waiting. It's the only one who can kick Labour out, because some people are saying, well, Reform UK is the only party that can replace Labour. What do you think? Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Don't pay for PayPal, George Callan, 790 gmail.com. Goodbye.